Hello, my name is Barbara. I'm the proud mother of a young man with schizophrenia. I'm an advocate. It's the work I love, and I'm proud to take care of that for other people. My son was 18 years of age when he was first diagnosed. He was in a shopping center, and I had left him there in the morning to go to a medical facility for a regular, normal physical. He sat there all day. They forgot he was there. And at 5 o'clock, when people were leaving, they noticed he was just still sitting there. So we went into the mall, and he was into the department store, and he had a severe anxiety attack. They called an ambulance and took him to the hospital. And when I came home from work, I got the call from the hospital, and I went there to see him, and he was sitting on a gurney, and he said, "Mother, help me." And he had a look in his eyes like a deer with the headlights in their eyes, strange look that I've seen when he's been very ill. And I said to him, "Steve, I don't know what you mean." And he, with that, he ran up the gurney down the hallway, and two security guards stopped him and gave him a shot. The nurse said, "We'd like him to stay here overnight." I said, "I have to really adjust my mind to that." And he was there for 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, he was discharged to my home. That was his first break. They were not certain what was wrong. They did give him a medication. And they did say that he had an appointment for an intake screening at a facility for young people to go for groups therapy. And I thought that was really wonderful to do. Perhaps that would help him overcome any difficulties that he had, because I thought you have a break and then you're fine. I really didn't understand what was happening. I had no experience with mental illness at all. I knew nothing about it. I didn't realize how overwhelming it was to take on this illness, or to be a part of his life when he was struggling. It's hard to watch the struggling. And I can't say to him ever, "I feel your pain." That would be a lie. I see it, but I don't feel it. That's why I really look to the professionals and I look to the peers, because they could say that to him. And they can say the steps that they took to move towards recovery. I'd like to share with you this picture of my son, because when things were really bad, this is what I look at, and I remember my promise to him when he was born, that I would always be there, that I would love him unconditionally, always support him, and I hope I never let him down.